Okay, so I got a voicemail there. Bear with me just a moment. And I'm going to give you, if you provide the customer with, I don't know if you guys would have this number since it's our customer service number versus being the tech line, but the 866-494-0101. Because we don't want to give them the tech line. That number, they have a much better shot too of reaching home office when they call it. This always reaches the Alabama call center. So then what I'm doing is getting an email together to that tech office. I get an email to the owner of the tech office, let them know, hey, this guy's running late. Do you have him reach out to the customer with an updated ETA? And then for the customer, make sure they have their external number and that callback number and let them know if they don't hear back in half an hour to give us a callback with that number so that we can then escalate it to corporate. Typically, I don't get that second callback. But it gives them recourse if they don't get a call back. We will then escalate it to the area manager. And I know that most of these tech offices want to avoid that if at all possible.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for the information.
Yes, sir. Just make sure never to give the customer the tech line, but you can always give them the 494-0101.
Oh, definitely. I will. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, that's it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.